Hey, watch it, will you, Al? Them's cameras we got in back there.
All right. But this is no Jersey Turnpike we're on. This is a jungle trail somewhere in Vietnam.
So turn around. I think we already come too far anyway.
Yeah, how can you tell?
The way my stomach feels.
Jeepers!
Get out, Jerry. Down in the seat, stupid. Pretend you're hit.
Okay. How about you?
I don't have to pretend.
Theater 5 presents Weapons at Hand.
All right, let's get out of this heap.
You okay, Al?
No, but let's get out of here.
Where'd they get you?
Shoulder, left shoulder. Doesn't hurt much, but I'm bleeding like a stuck pig. Come on. Not too fast, Jerry. Beginning to sting a little.
Okay. I sure hate to leave them cameras back there in that Jeep.
Well, it's either them or me.
Yeah, I got no film for you. Watch yourself now. These bushes are murder.
Hold it.
What's up?
Shut up. I heard something.
You are wounded.
Who are you?
I'm called Sufana. You are too much bleeding.
Wowee.
What are you doing here?
Live here, in house nearby. We'll take you to house.
Oh, no, you don't. I got all the commie bullets I need inside me already. I'm not walking into another trap.
In my house is nothing of bullets and traps.
Oh, sure, and you're my fairy godmother.
You know something, Al? I believe her.
What else, the way she's built? Of course you believe her.
No, I mean for real. Like, you know, she's got an honest face.
Oh, swell.
And I mean, if we don't go with her, so where do we go? We got so many offers.
I am not of combat in this war. I am sympathetic of one who bleeds, not sympathetic of one who makes to bleed, of either side.
Yeah, and if you want to know what I think, somebody better make this one stop bleeding while he's still got some left.
I was in Saigon, what you call nurse's aid.
See, Al? Now, the way I look at it, you got nothing to lose but about another pint of blood.
All right. I don't like it, but this thing's beginning to hurt.
It's good. Please, to lean on me. I'm very strong.
Yeah, well, Jerry's doing fine. You just lead the way. Look, how far is it, this place of yours?
Nearby is too fast?
Well, too far, maybe. All right, I'll make it.
Is here my home.
Are you kidding? This place?
Is not pretty after soldiers burn, but still place to hide. No soldiers bother.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Man, you ever see a mess like this?
Not with somebody living in it. Hey, watch your step. Oh, boy, this shoulder's on fire all of a sudden.
A most unworthy home, but I make a strong welcome. Is here a bed of only straw?
Oh, it looks pretty good. It's all right. I can make it, Jerry. Oh, it feels great.
No bullets, no traps.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Is a thing of nature to suspect. Must wash wound with cold water. Much regret.
Ah.
May not make smoke for soldiers see. Here is cloth for wash and bandage.
Ouch!
Please, to forgive. Must try to make clean.
Yeah.
Is he gonna be okay?
I'm not myself of enough knowledge for remove bullet. Bleeding now ceased, but is bullet still inside?
But he'll be okay.
For this moment. You have no guns. Why?
No, we ain't soldiers, Al and me. What do we want with guns?
I see. Oh, no, do not see. Why would one not soldier leave America to be in Vietnam?
Well, like it's our job. Al's a TV reporter and I'm a cameraman. We come here to cover this brush fire bit.
Please?
I'm here to get pictures of the war. Al writes stories about it and reads them on TV.
Oh, then truly, you are not of the fighting.
Well, now, that depends on how you look at it. You gotta fight with the weapons you got. I mean, you give me a gun and I don't know which end to point. I wouldn't know a trigger from a flintlock. I don't think Al's much better. But he's a tiger with a typewriter, and I do pretty good with a camera myself. You see, I mean, you fight with the weapons you got.
And if one does not wish to fight, if one possesses no weapons?
Well, I don't know. The way I see it, everybody's got a weapon of some kind or other. Some kind of know-how, see what I mean? And as far as not wanting to fight goes, I guess the way the world's going today, everybody wants to put a stop to something.
Hey, do you think this thing could be too tight?
Not for bleeding. Must be tight.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure a way to get you out of here into a medic, Al. You still got that bullet in there.
Yeah.
Look, Al, why don't you get a little sack time? I'll sneak out later and see if I can figure out what the commies are up to. You ought to rest.
Yeah, all right.
Save whatever you got for later.
Okay, I can try.
Sue? Okay if I call you Sue.
Is what Yankees call?
Yeah. Did you used to live here? I mean, before this mess.
With father and mother and two sisters. Younger. I was in Saigon to study and then to teach other Vietnamese.
How about that? Oh, teach.
Mr. Jerry, you are not of American birth.
What are you talking? I'm like apple pie. I'm so American.
Please to excuse. It is difficult to understand speech.
Oh, well, see, I'm from Texas. That's America, but with improvements. Were you in Saigon when they burned out your pop's place here?
Came from Saigon to make visit. House gone. All people gone.
You don't even know what happened to your family?
Gone. Will not see again.
Oh, that's rough. I mean, that's real rough. So why don't you go on back to Saigon? This ain't no kind of place for a young girl.
Is in your language a saying, a plague on both your houses. In Saigon is not good too. Much turmoil and all about are soldiers. Is not in all Saigon a good place like here for hiding?
Well, yeah, but you don't have to hide from soldiers. Not in Saigon. I mean, who's fighting girls?
Fighting? No. Do you know, in your quiet America, what war can be to a woman? You have a word called shame.
Oh, well, yeah. But, aren't you safe in Saigon?
In Saigon, in Hanoi, all between. Safety, Mr. Jerry, is where are no soldiers. North, south, it make no difference.
Hey, listen, hey, this thing's giving me fits, Miss Sue. I think the bandage is too tight.
Must be tight. Is bullet inside that hurts, not a bandage.
What you need is a shot of bourbon, boy.
Yeah, make it a rye and short beer, please.
rice wine is maybe acceptable substitute, rice wine.
What do you say, Al?
Well, yeah, make do, I guess.
You got some here?
I will get for you. Steal from soldiers of North.
Oh, no. No, you don't, baby. We ain't sending no girl out on no duty like that.
Thanks, Sue, but forget it.
Will you please to listen? Whenever I coming to these neighborhoods, such soldiers, I go to their place and steal from them. Not of wine. I have no liking. But food. To steal is sinful, but not from such. They have stolen my father, mother, sisters, and all that was theirs. I steal less than my own. I am now gone.
Hey, wait a minute. Sue!
Well, I guess she knows what she's doing.
Poor kid.
The way she talked, I was listening. You know, that's the whole trouble out here. They don't know what they're fighting for. They just don't know.
What a way to live.
I want to get out of this, Jerry. I want to get this on the air. I mean, maybe I could make them see what war re...
Oh, no!
Jerry, will you stop pacing? Oh, you're driving me crazy. Between you and this... You and this shoulder, I can't take it.
I think I ought to go and see, can I help, Al? I mean, maybe she's laying out there. Well, you know. Or maybe they got her.
You think you can take on the whole patrol? You don't even have a gun.
Shut up. Yeah, I heard it.
It's only me, Sylvana. I'm sorry to take such a long time. Must to hide while soldiers make search.
You okay, baby? We thought they got you.
Got me? Why to think such thing?
We heard them shooting off their Tommy guns.
It was in other direction. Altogether, where I throw stone to make, what is called, diversion. Is what I always do when I steal from soldiers.
Well, how about that? I guess we should have known.
Have rice wine. One bottle only. Have also Yankee ration. Oh. Take from your jeep. More easy.
Well, a base hospital, a forward patrol, and a quartermaster's corps, all in one pretty little package. Sue, I think I love you.
Delirious must be. Fever here. You drink rice wine.
A pleasure.
Happy New Year.
To Sylvana, may she live forever.
Is not too much for one drinking.
He's a newsman, baby. No such thing as too much.
Yeah, you know, it's not bad. Try some, Jerry.
No, thanks. I just get smashed. It's for you anyway, Al.
I have heard talk hiding nearby. There are soldiers. Much talk.
Oh? What did they say?
Will stay, the soldiers. Too many days. Week, maybe. Not for going back to headquarters at sundown like sometimes.
Oh, great.
All right. We'll wait them out. Sue is a good provider.
Not possible, I'm afraid. For you, Mr. Al.
Oh?
Bullet infects from waiting. Must go tonight when become darkness.
Well, do you think we can get the jeep past them?
Not to take jeep. Must walk. Sylvana to guide past soldiers. Is no other way.
Walk. Well, I better have another transfusion.
He sleeps.
Yeah. Well, back home we call it passed out.
Still is good. You have wine. Is left in bottle. Small amount.
No, thanks. Sue, can I ask you something?
Please.
Well, earlier, while you was out scrounging, Al said something. He said, what's happened to us today? Well, all three of us is important. But what I can't figure is why you don't get with either one side or the other. Well, like you said, a plague on both your houses. I don't dig that bit.
Dig?
Understand. I mean, I get what you say about, well, you know, about the way a guy maybe treats a girl, like when there's a war on and all. But that's just a miserable thing about people. Any people. Got nothing to do with what system they live under. So, you scared of me and Al?
No, not frightened. Good men, you and Mr. Al. You come without guns.
Well, we might have come with guns. I'd shoot a guy who gets in the way of the kind of world I want to live in. I don't say I'd like it, but I'd do it.
And to shoot a man, this changes the world?
Not one man, no. Anyway, you ain't really shooting at the guy. You're shooting at the stupid thing he stands for. Like a South Vietnam guy shoots a North Vietnam guy, and it's a lot more than just that, see? Like you said, a little bitty chunk of a big thing. It's freedom shooting at, what do you call it, at tyranny.
Is, perhaps a little thing of little importance to men, this. When woman is shamed, she does not think freedom or tyranny. She thinks nothing but shame. Soldier only must die, not be shamed. Woman, perhaps willing to die for freedom, be shamed for freedom? No. Not even if knowing what freedom is.
Oh, come on. You trying to tell me you don't even know what freedom is?
You will perhaps tell.
Well, it's like a feeling in my guts, you know? It's got nothing to do with words. I'm a cameraman, see? And somebody else is a welder, and somebody else is a jet pilot, and somebody else is a cop. Look, it's like I can decide what I want to be. Nobody makes up my mind for me. I can. I can breathe, see? I don't mean the commies can't breathe. I mean the air around me is fit to breathe because I'm free. As long as I'm free, I'm fit to breathe the air. Fit to walk on the ground and all the rest of it. Same air the commies got, same ground. The difference is me, because I'm free.
Why, then, you do not fight?
Oh, I fight, baby. Going around shooting people, that's not the only way to fight. Everything's a weapon if there's no way out but to fight. My camera, Al's typewriter, another guy's hammer and saw, another guy's saxophone. If you own it and can use it, it's a weapon.
You do not know what freedom is?
I'm freedom. What do you think of that? Al. Hey, Al, wake up.
No,
time to go.
Don't.
Come on, Al, boy.
Don't push around.
On your feet, boy. Now take a little walk.
Hey,
don't bend your knees. You got to stand up.
Best to put him down, Mr. Jerry. I do not believe he walks tonight.
There. Just sit there for a minute, Al, boy.
Oh.
Look, baby, he's got to walk tonight. It ain't like, is he in the mood for it? You know, he's got to get to a hospital or someplace.
Cannot walk, Mr. Jerry. It's going to get worse, not better.
Well, but...
Must remain here.
So I'll carry him. He ain't so big. I carry him piggyback, all right?
All the way in the silence?
Yeah, okay. I'll take him to the Jeep, and we'll make it out that way. I'd put him down like on a jump seat so they don't get another crack at him and then gun the lousy Jeep past them before they know what's happening.
You wish for bullets inside yourself, Mr. Jerry.
So what do you want? I should leave him here for the gangrene? Excuse me, Sue. I didn't mean to yell, but I gotta take him. I gotta try anyway.
Oh, I will help.
Okay. Just make sure he don't lop over sideways when I put him in the Jeep. Hey, Al, we're going to ride. How about that?
Hey, no. What are you doing?
I'll stretch him out on a jump seat best I can. Oh. It ain't going to be no picnic for him. There.
Oh.
You think he'd be okay that way?
If not to start bleeding again.
Yeah, well, I'll take it easy once we get out of range of the boys down the road, but I got to gun it past him.
Mr. Jerry?
Yeah?
Is very good... Freedom, you tell me before.
You kidding?
Not to kid. In Vietnam, is need for such freedom.
Hey, you mean you chose up sides?
Chose up sides. Yes. Now we'll fight.
Oh, come on now, let's don't overdo it. Girls don't have to fight, you know.
Do not start engine of Jeep until 5 minutes. I will need that much minutes.
I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Mr. Jerry has said you have got to fight. Weapons you got. Everybody got weapons. Give 5 minutes. I make diversion among commies.
Hey, now wait just a minute, Sue. Sue, now listen, no. No, you come back here.
5 minutes. Must wait 5 minutes.
I said you come back here.
Air fit to breathe. People fit to breathe air. Maybe I become freedom too. Goodbye, Mr. Jerry.
Oh.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
You remember when I told you that they don't know what they're fighting for out here? I think I was wrong. Yeah, I think I was wrong.
Theater 5 has presented Weapons at Hand, written by Fielding Farrington and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Wayne Tippett, Jack Manning, and Fran Spanier. Audio engineer, Neil Pultz. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.